Dougie, are you there?
Yep.
Yeah, so I was just wondering where you are right now and how did you get the news? Where were you and were you expecting this at all?
Right now I'm at home in St. Catharines. I got a call from Don Sweeney and my agent as well, and I don't know, there was a lot of speculation about it and rumors and everything, and kind of thought something might happen, but I wasn't really sure. So I guess when I heard, I was obviously really excited, and really excited still, so pretty happy.
Is it a relief at all to kind of be moving forward through this process, which can be kind of ugly at times? Is it nice to just kind of get going now?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's obviously still a lot of summer left. I think probably too long of summer than what I'm used to, but I'm excited to get to Calgary and meet the guys and start playing and enjoying playing and playing in front of the fans and everything. So it's going to be really exciting, and unfortunately 2 months away still.
Do you personally know any of the Flames from junior or people from back home kind of thing?
Not really. Well, I think playing against guys and stuff like that, but just from kind of playing against guys and with guys in tournaments and stuff like that.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Scott. We'll now go to Wes Gilbertson from the Calgary Sun. Go ahead, Wes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, Dougie, I'm just wondering, I noticed earlier you had said that Mark Giordano gave you a shout right after he heard about the trade. Can you just maybe fill us in on that chat and what it meant to you to hear from him so quickly?
Yeah, he called me pretty soon after the trade, and I think for me that it shows a lot about him and the organization and him as a leader and everything. So one of those players that you watch and look up to and try to learn from, and for me, I'm excited to be able to play with him and learn from him, and he told me a lot of good things, and I'm excited. So definitely nice to get that call, and yeah, it's good.
There's been, you know, a lot of, I guess, excited people here in Calgary saying that they think this gives the Flames one of the best defense cores in the NHL. How do you see yourself fitting into the blue line group that they have here in Calgary?
Yeah, I think when you look at the players right now, I think it's a pretty special group, and definitely a tough team and tough defensive core to play against, and I'm excited to be a part of it now. So they're all really good skaters, good puck movers and skills and smart, and I think I fit in well with that, so it's exciting.
Thank you, Wes. And I'll go to Pat Steinberg or Rob Kerr from Sportsnet, the Fan. Go ahead, Rob or Pat. Okay, we'll move on. Allison, do you have a question?
Sure. Okay, so Calgary has obviously a lot of great young players, and you're one of the recent additions. How do you see yourself fitting in with them?
I think just watching those guys and seeing how successful they were and how good of players they are, I think it's going to be a great opportunity for me. I think it's one of those things that excites you about that. I think to be able to play with, there's a lot of, I guess, older guys and that you can learn from and younger guys that you can play with and everything. So I think all of that is exciting, and just seeing the talent of those young guys, it's exciting, and just shows the direction the team's going in. So it's going to be a fun team to play on, and I'm happy I'm a part of it.
Thank you.
You have a follow-up question, Allison? You have a follow-up question?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Now go to Erika Hatchik from the Globe and Mail.
Yeah, hi, Greg. Yeah, very few players of your age and ability get moved. When you talk to Don Sweeney, what was the explanation for this happening?
I don't really want to get into details with it. It's something that happened and something that I'm excited about and looking forward to my opportunity with Calgary. So I don't really want to get into all that stuff. It's just something that, I guess, like I said, something that happened, and I'm looking forward to being a Flame.
Okay, thank you.
Now for Dan Rosen from NHL.com. Dan?
Hey, Dougie. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Dougie, it is one of those things where you are a young defenseman, and there seems to be a fit here. When in Boston, you were with an older team, the fact that you're going to a younger team here, and you kind of fit in with the age group of the core of this team, a lot of the younger core of this team, what does that mean to you to have that shift from what is really an older dressing room now to a younger dressing room?
Probably one of the big things. I think that's definitely exciting for me. I think, like I said, with those young players and how skilled they are and how special players they are, I think it's going to be fun for me to be able to play with them. And just having a younger team, I think it'll be fun as well. I think as a young player, I think that's what you want, and I'm looking forward to it.
And one of the things that, you know, that Brad Treliving actually talked about was your ability to go back and retrieve pucks, get them out of the zone. Calgary had a little bit of an issue with that last year, got stuck in the zone a little bit. Can you just speak about your ability and where you think your strengths are as you've grown up a little bit in the NHL?
Yeah, I think, first of all, I think I'm a two-way defenseman and contribute in all ends in the ice, so I think I make good breakout passes, and I guess that's what he was referring to. But I take pride in making a good first pass and trying to get the puck out of our end as quick as I can. And I think just using my size and skating to my advantage, and playing hard defensively and contributing offensively as well. So I'm excited, like I said, to play with these players, and just looking at their roster, it's gonna be a fun team to play on.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
We'll now go to Aaron Vickers from CalgaryFlames.com. Aaron has dropped out of the queue. We have no other questions in the queue right now. If there is someone who would like to ask some further questions, please speak up at this point.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Hey, Dougie. Ryan Pike from the Nations Network. Just for people that don't get a chance to see you play very often, you know, how do you describe your playing style, and what do you think your biggest strengths are?
Yeah, I think I'm a two-way defenseman. I'm obviously a bigger guy, and like to use my size and skating to my advantage. I think I like to try to make good first passes and play hard defensively in my own end and contribute offensively in the offensive zone and with my shot and playmaking ability. So just try to be a complete player and try to do everything well.
Thank you.
Any further questions, as we have no other questions in the queue right now?
Peter, it's Wes. Can I ask one more?
Yes, please follow up, Wes.
Dougie, I know a lot was made here in Calgary about this being a team that until this spring didn't have a lot of playoff experience on their roster. You're obviously not the oldest guy, but what knowledge, I guess, do you think you bring, especially maybe from your experience a couple of years ago going to the Stanley Cup Final?
Yeah, I think, I guess I didn't play all the games in that series, but just to go to the finals and kind of watch it kind of all unfold and everything, and be kind of right there and right in the room, I think it helped me a lot. I think just to kind of see how the guys go through it. And I think, especially in my first year, it helped. So, unfortunately, we didn't make it this year and didn't get any experience from that. But I think just to look back on my playoff experiences and kind of seeing things happen, I think it's going to help. And hopefully I can get back to the playoffs and use some of that.
Do you have any, experience with the city of Calgary besides the World Juniors and being here as a visiting player with Boston?
I'm not really too sure. I think just definitely a lot of good memories from Calgary from the World Juniors other than not winning, obviously. But just being there and obviously enjoying the city and the fans and the rink and everything, it's exciting for me to know that's going to be my home. And I'm looking forward to playing in front of the Sea of Red, and really going to, I think, enjoy that. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you. Well, thank you, everybody. If there's no further questions, we'll conclude. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on short notice. I know the draft is just 30 minutes away. And thank you, Dougie, for spending the time with us as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Peter.